Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Thursday. Oh, so many good stories. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. A lot to talk about today. Such a glorious day. The weather is really nice now. Things are good, mostly in America. Joy, how are you? We're getting more vaccinations in America.
I'm great. I feel like LA is finally stabilizing. Things are opening.
Very
Anyone
nice.
Can go get a vaccine.
So I had an epiphany yesterday. I'm going to talk about it in 5 minutes.
Okay.
One of the things I like about our show is, and you and I are both very similar this way. Not only do we almost have the same birthdays, you have the same birthday as Ann, but we're both kind of like new information, new opinion, which is the way it should be.
Yeah, that's how everyone should operate.
You would think, right? I'm going to get to that in 5 minutes. I had an epiphany. But I want to start with this. According to Adam Schefter, he's a reporter for another network, very good. The Niners will take Mac Jones at 3. It will be Mac Jones, says the quote. They'll keep Garoppolo this year. It's Mac Jones. Okay. We think of the Niners as an ascending franchise and the Bears as a dying one. You draft Mac Jones, you may be the same franchise. This is the Bears drafting Mitch Trubisky. Look at the similarities. First of all, only the Bears in that draft loved Trubisky. They were the only team loved Trubisky. Only the Niners love Mac Jones. You don't hear another team interested. Trubisky was a one-year college starter. That's it. Always a problem. 1 year. You can't win the job as a sophomore if you're an NFL quarterback, a junior. Mac Jones, similarly, is a one-year starter. Couldn't beat out Tua. You seen Tua in Miami? Look like the face of the league? Number three. Chicago already had a good draft pick. They were at 3. They gave away all sorts of picks to move up to 2. They didn't have to. Nobody else was in Trubisky. Their intel was bad. The Niners already had a great pick, 12. Did you really have to give up all those picks to get to 3? Mac Jones wasn't going 3. I'm not sure Mac Jones is going before 12. The other thing, in the Trubisky draft, there were other quarterbacks who were clearly more physically gifted, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. In this draft, Mac Jones is the least physically gifted quarterback. And in the case with Trubisky, and in the case with Mac Jones, my scouts, my sources, hated Trubisky, and they don't like Mac Jones. And I trust my guys. This is Trubisky with the Bears. The Bears surrendered 2 third picks and a fourth-round pick to move up one slot. They didn't need to. Nobody else wanted Trubisky. The 49ers gave up 2 first-rounders and a third to move up 9 spots. Who else loves Mac Jones? It feels desperate, and like the Bears, it feels arrogant. We know more than you do. We think of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan as ascending stars in this league. Yeah, 3 years ago, before they drafted Trubisky, that's what we thought of Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Say it out loud. NFC West. Here's your quarterbacks. Matt Stafford, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Mac Jones, who couldn't beat out Tua. Mac Jones, according to, look it up yourself, it's called Google. He has a B arm, maybe B plus, not exceptional. Because Stafford's got an exceptional arm. Russell Wilson does. Kyler Murray does. He doesn't. He would also be the least athletic quarterback in his division. He is called unathletic. Not semi-athletic, he is unathletic. And he has 1 year, really, of starting. I'll say it again. Ryan Pace, the GM of Chicago, and Matt Nagy 3-4 years ago, we viewed them as young. They looked like they're 22 years old. Young stars. They moved up to get Trubisky. Didn't have to. Passed on Mahomes. Passed on Deshaun Watson. And today those guys are in trouble. You're going to pass on Justin Fields at number 3 for Mac Jones. Justin Fields was better in high school. He's better in college. He's a better athlete. He's got a better arm. I mean, I'm going to tell you, this league, we bailed on Belichick after one losing season. I mean, Nick Wright said it yesterday on Mac Jones on our show.
It just is almost incomprehensible to me that that is what San Francisco wants to do. That they are tired of a guy with a defined ceiling, somewhat physically limited in Jimmy Garoppolo. And so now they're going to move on to a guy who's physically limited with a somewhat defined ceiling in Mac Jones. It is shocking to me that this seems to be where it's going, but it will be one hell of a smokescreen, Colin, because they seem to have everyone but you and me convinced that that pick is as good as in.
Niners don't like Garoppolo. He's got a ceiling. Of all the quarterbacks here, who's got the ceiling? It's not Trey Lance. It's not Justin Fields. It's not Zach Wilson, who's doing, as TJ Hushmanzada told us a couple days ago, is doing like 360 slam dunks. It's not Trevor Lawrence. There's one quarterback in this draft where you say, but he's got a ceiling. Isn't that why you're frustrated with Jimmy Garoppolo? This feels so much like the Bears, Nagy, Ryan Pace, and Trubisky. And that was really Ryan Pace's call. I don't like it at all. All right, so I had an epiphany. And one thing, you know, I'm not a surgeon or a pilot. If I make a mistake, you know, nobody dies or anything, right? Like, so I've always said, new information, new opinion. In my career, I take it as a badge of honor that I change my opinion. And I've said it before. If your child was on an emergency room table with a doctor and he said, I'm going to try something new here. There is a new procedure that saves lives with young kids. Would you tell the doctor, no, don't do that. But it works. It's new information. No. If a pilot came up to you and said, we're going to fly right into the lightning storm. Oh, we've got new radar. We're going to fly around it. Which would you choose? I'm always looking for new information. Always, every day. That's why I make calls. That's why I sit home and have Corona lights and make calls to sources. I'm looking for new information. So yesterday I said, I don't know about drafting Kyle Pitts. If you're Dallas, don't you have like a bunch of defensive needs? You got a lot of offensive players. And then I drove home and I had an epiphany. I'm redoing my house right now. I bought a new house and almost every room has to be redone. And of course, you're looking at budgets and you know, what do I want to pay for? What do I not? You know, I'm not a bank here. Okay. So like, and then I thought to myself, wait a minute. My wife and I have argued about how much to put into the kitchen. And I thought to myself, A, if we get the kitchen right, everything else will be fine. Because that's where you spend most of your time. And number two is, my wife is great fixing up kitchens. Like, we've been together like 12 years. Like, that's what she does. We've done some homes. So she's great with kitchens. And if you get the kitchen right, everything else is fine. And I was thinking about Dallas. Take Kyle Pitts. Move up to get him. Why? Because Dallas has a feel for offense. Here's their last 6 first-round offensive picks. Ezekiel Elliott, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, Tyron Smith, C.D. Lamb, and Dez Bryant. Hall of Famers in many cases. C.D. Lamb's really good. 24 Pro Bowls. Like the Packers in offensive linemen and the Steelers in receivers. Cowboys have a feel, like my wife with kitchens. They got a feel for offense. They're good with offense. Cowboys' last 5 first-round defensive picks. Leighton Vander Esch can't stay healthy. Taco Charlton bust. Maurice Claiborne bust. Mike Jenkins bust. Byron Jones' first 3 years struggled before they moved him to corner. They're not as good as defense. You got, by the way, Dallas has 10 picks. If you have to give up another one to move up and get Kyle Pitts, it's just like getting the kitchen right in my house. If you get Kyle Pitts right, by the way, he has no potential to bust. None. He's the only guy in the draft, he and Trevor Lawrence, zero chance of busting. In a draft where 40% of the players, well, maybe 30% will bust. Another 10 to 15% will underachieve. He's the guarantee. He's the Chase Young, Ohio State, Washington. The Patrick Willis, Ole Miss Niners. There's always one or two guys like, yeah, that guy can't bust. Kyle Pitts can't bust. Can't bust. So you get a guy that can't bust. You have a history of doing offense right. And if you draft him, it'll make Dak better. It'll actually make Mike McCarthy better. It'll keep your average defense off the field. You can use the other 8 or 9 draft picks to figure out defense. And the truth is, the NFC East is so lousy, you may be able to win that division by just having a great offense and having holes everywhere else. The NFL is increasingly offensive. Tight ends are increasingly important. You got 9 other picks or 8 other picks or whatever it takes to fix the defense. But I'm thinking about my wife and I'm thinking, just spend the money on the kitchen. You get that right. If you go to a party at somebody's house and the kitchen is amazing, nobody talks about the closets in the media room. Nobody cares. Kitchen great, house great. My wife's good with kitchens. The Cowboys are good with offense. They get it. They know it. They feel it. It's the Packers' O-lines. It's the Steelers and receivers. Go get Kyle Pitts. Worry about the defense. Round 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got a bunch of picks. Got 10. If you have to give up a pick to move up and go offense, you'll have 8 more picks. It's okay. You can change your opinion. It's really okay. I know the internet doesn't like that, but it's... it's really okay.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
So I've said the one team in the NFL I can't figure out is Washington. You know, the Bears, Andy Dalton, limited market. That's not the move I would have made, but Washington makes no sense. I do think Andy Dalton is the best backup in the league. And as a part-time starter, he went 4-5 last year in Dallas. And if you count the Giants win, where Dak got hurt, he was actually 5-5 with no camp and a new playbook and a new staff. I can get Dalton as a really, like Bridgewater, a strong bridge one-year quarterback. You can sell their maturity to a locker room. Ryan Fitzpatrick in Washington makes no sense to me. How do you sell a guy who's on his 9th team in 17 years to a locker room that just made the playoffs? They all know who Ryan is. He's the big Lebowski of quarterbacks. It's a hard sell to players. So a story out today, Mike Lombardi, former Patriot executive, very tied in, went in his podcast and said, Washington, I believe, is going to unload a lot of picks and go get a quarterback, and that quarterback is going to be Trey Lance. Lombardi was quoted saying, I know they love Trey Lance. By the way, I think he's really good. Finally, this makes sense. Not a 38-year-old journeyman, who's kind of expensive for being a 38-year-old journeyman. Washington sits at the number 19 pick. You make the playoffs, you immediately get thrust down to that area. They want to get to 4, right? 4 is where you want to get, unless you like Mac Jones. Washington's got 2 things going for it. Number 1 is they've got a really good roster with incredible defensive line depth. So they could give up a player on that D-line and still have an above-average D-line. They've got really good young players on that D-line and lots of them, first-round picks. Secondly, first-round picks are increasingly expendable. The Colts gave them up. The Rams give them up. Seattle gives them up. All made the playoffs. You know, my theory on the NFL draft is unless Andrew Luck, John Elway, or Trevor Lawrence are available and I need a quarterback, I'm a big component of, I mean, unless you need a quarterback, I'm a big believer in trade down and trade out of the first round. That's a lot of money for a guy that you have no idea if he's going to make it, and 30% of the first round underachieves or is a bust. So just think about this. Ron Rivera's first year in Washington, his quarterbacks were an old Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins, and Kyle Allen. This year, right now, he has Ryan Fitzpatrick, nice guy, and Taylor Heineke. That's every coach's nightmare. If Ryan Fitzpatrick starts the opening game, it will be your 5th quarterback in 18 games. That is the definition of nightmare for a head coach in the NFL. This is not about can we afford to give up 3 picks to go 19-4. The question is, can you afford not to? Can you afford not to? I mean, let's be honest here. You start looking around, Andy Reid got fired because he couldn't get the quarterback right. Belichick's now irrelevant, can't get the quarterback right. Like, you got to make this move. First-round picks, the GMs that I respect, Chris Ballard, Les Snead, John Schneider, these guys give up first-round picks. You got to get the quarterback right. You get the quarterback right, everything sort of falls into place unless you're utterly incompetent. So I think they absolutely have to make a move. This would make sense. You got to give up 3 first-round picks. Again, you forget, the Dallas Cowboys have 10 picks. You draft Kyle Pitts, you got 9 other picks. Or 8 if you have to give up another pick to get Kyle Pitts. A lot of picks here, 30% bust anyway.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's interesting. Tom Brady was on Good Morning America, I think, of Strahan, because he was interviewed by Strahan. And a lot of mutual respect there, a couple of Hall of Famers, right? And Brady was talking about, you know, when I was in New England, I thought there was one way to do things. And then I go to Tampa, and I'm like, oh, there's another way to do things. And it's a lot of fun, right? It's like fun be the new guy. You know, Fox and ESPN are different companies. They have a different feel. It's more fun here. It's much, maybe it's because we're in L.A. It's a more fun company to work for. It's nothing against the other guys, but that's cold and Bristol and rigid and a machine and a factory, and this is more entrepreneurial and more fun, right? There's two ways to win. And it's interesting because the second part of losing Brady is not just you don't win Super Bowls anymore, but you lose relevance. New England's now mostly irrelevant. Let's be honest about this. Is that they were never a top 10 brand, ever. They're very much the San Antonio Spurs. If you take Brady and Duncan out of those respective organizations, their history is just not that compelling. The championships go away. I mean, the Packers are a top 10 brand. The Steelers are a top 10 brand. The Cowboys are. The Niners are. The Bears are. The Giants are. The Eagles are. The Broncos probably are. New England's not. When they bought the team years ago in the 90s, Robert Kraft bought them. They had no brand. They had the worst stadium revenues. You couldn't beg a network to put them on television. But you know what they really are? Are they that far from the Cavaliers? LeBron leaves. We don't talk Cavs. Or are they the Bulls? MJ leaves. We don't talk Bulls. Griffey and A-Rod leave. We don't talk Mariners. Spurs and the Patriots, if you take one star transformative all-time talent out of their history, not that damn compelling, just not that interesting. So one of the reasons, I mean, by the way, you know what I think of? This is probably why Pittsburgh is holding on, grasping on to Big Ben, and it's also a cautionary tale to Green Bay with Aaron and Seattle with Russell Wilson. It's not that you just don't win games, you're just not relevant. And for owners, especially in Seattle, relevancy means cash, means marketing, means you're on television. Don't kid yourself. Jerry Jones, Cowboys are the most profitable brand in the NFL. Part of that is they have former Cowboys doing the NFL Network games, the Fox games, the CBS games, all but the NBC games. There's a big part of marketing that makes the Cowboys what they are.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
You ready to go, Bucky?
I'm ready, man. I'm all dressed up for you. I'm ready to go. I got to get my general manager stuff on. Let's do it.
All right. At pick number one, Bucky, you're picking for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who are they taking?
Oh, I can't mess this up. I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. Face of the franchise. Urban Meyer comes out of retirement because he gets a chance to get the number one quarterback on the board. This is a no-brainer. This is the only reason why Coach Meyer would have come out of retirement. Jaguars have their man in Trevor Lawrence.
All right.
Number two, Colin, New York Jets.
They're going to take Zach Wilson. I think he and Justin Fields, you can go either way. I trust TJ Hushmanzada's scouting report on Zach Wilson. He's got a special arm. He's an athlete. Can do a little bit of everything. Got my concerns. Have him with Justin Fields. I'll take Zach Wilson, BYU, to the Jets, who have moved off Sam Darnold, so we know what they're taking.
All right, number three, Bucky, who are the 49ers taking?
Oh, man, Kyle Shanahan moved up because he had to get his guy, Justin Fields, from Ohio State. He wants an upgrade over what he has in Jimmy Garoppolo. He wants someone who can create plays on the move. And also, he wants to bring back some of that RG3 running game that he utilized with Washington.
Number four, the Atlanta Falcons, Colin.
I would like to make a trade. Are there any teams, Bucky, that you have? You have odd numbers. I have even. Would you like to make a trade?
Yes, I would like to make a trade. I have on my orange tie the Denver Broncos. We're going to send you a boatload of picks because we're moving off of our quarterback, Drew Lock, and we're selecting our new quarterback of the future. How about Trey Lance coming on board to be our quarterback?
Okay, so Trey Lance is going to go to Denver. You're willing. So I now get...
You now get number nine.
I get three straight picks in a row, and you get that pick. So you go Trey Lance.
All right, number five, the Bengals, Bucky.
Bucky, that's your pick.
This is my pick, and I'm going to go against norms because most people will say you go with a big guy. I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts. I'm going to get Joe Burrow a weapon over the middle of the field. I have someone who is now dynamic and explosive. Now we can play the kind of game we want to play, fast-break basketball with Joe Burrow.
Ooh, all right, wow. Colin. Who are the Dolphins taking then?
Mm-hmm. That's your guy. I know. I messed him up.
Okay. Yep. So you took Kyle Pitts. Well, they're still rebuilding their offensive line, but they also want to ensure the success of Tua. They added Will Fuller, who has injury history. I already like him at wide receiver, but I find it too hard to pass up Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver, LSU. Now, that's not an area of absolute need today, but he is the best skill player left. He is a difference maker, and now Tua has no excuses because you got a defense, you got a coach, and you got nothing but playmakers on the perimeter.
All right, what do the Lions do at seven, Bucky?
Oh, we're going to fix the defense because we're going to take Micah Parsons from Penn State. Physical player, gives us someone on the second level that is a menacing presence, also has some pass rush ability.
Okay.
He does have pass rush ability.
Number eight, Panthers, Colin.
Okay, I got three picks in a row now because of the trade.
Yep.
So Carolina needs a left tackle. I'm going to go Penei Sewell, Oregon. That is the weak spot on their offensive line. They've got the back in McCaffrey. They got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. Sam Darnold comes in. I'm giving him a 10-year left tackle, the overwhelmingly powerful Penei Sewell from Oregon, left tackle. He's the number one left tackle prospect available. Now, there's other good offensive linemen, but he is head and shoulders above in terms of pure size left tackle. Their center's already good. Their right tackle's their best offensive lineman. I go Penei Sewell, number eight. Now, I also now have the nine pick Denver.
Yes, the Broncos are taking.
No, it's the Falcons.
I'm sorry, the Falcons, yes. You traded. The Broncos went up to four. The Falcons at number nine now. Who are you taking, Colin?
I'm going to take... I'm going to take J.C. Horn, the hyper-aggressive, long, physical corner, who I think is probably the most underrated player in the first round. I'm going to take J.C. Horn, son of Joe Horn. He is a playmaker. He is physical. He is long. He reminds me a little of Richard Sherman with better natural skills and talent. I'm taking J.C. Horn for Atlanta. I also have the Dallas pick.
Dallas Cowboys are selecting
Patrick Surtain, pure corner. They went and got a corner last year they liked. They lost Byron Jones a couple of years ago. I think they wanted to move up to get Kyle Pitts, but they didn't because Bucky took him at number five. So I think they're going to go Surtain and work on that secondary.
All right, Bucky, the New York Giants are taking who at number 11?
Ooh, this is a tough one, Joy. This is really tough because there's a part of me that knows David Gettleman would like to take a big guy. Maybe a guy like Rashawn Slater, but I'm not going to do that. We can get him a playmaker. They haven't been right in the passing game since they lost OBJ. Should have never traded Odell Beckham Jr. away. So let's go get Jalen Waddle for the Giants. That's right. That's what we do.
All right, number 12, Philadelphia Eagles. Colin, who are you taking?
Well, that was my pick for the Eagles. God, this is tough. because they need a playmaker too. And I have my reservations, but I'm gonna go playmaker. I want to give Jalen Hurts every chance, so I'm gonna go Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama. I got to give him a chance.
I like that.
They went first round last year, TCU wide receiver. If you're gonna get Tua and Jalen Hurts, these young quarterbacks, you got to give them a fighting chance. Devontae Smith, he's small. My scouts like him, though. My guys all say the same thing. He plays big. He's stronger than you think. And, you know, I don't think he's going to last 10 years with that body type, but it does give Jalen a supreme playmaker on the outside.
Very mature guy, too.
Yeah.
All right, Chargers, number 13, Bucky.
Man, Colin left me so many great options. I'm excited now. I get Rashawn Slater to protect the king and Justin Herbert. Yeah. Justin Herbert is coming into his own. I now get to add another playmaker on the offensive line. Whether he plays tackle or guard, he's an upgrade. He protects Justin Herbert. We have to make the move.
Number 14, the Vikings, Colin. They are selecting.
How great a pick would that be for the Chargers? Oh, my God. That, talk about a massive upgrade. So I think the Vikings, Mike Zimmer's a defensive coach. They need an edge rusher bad. And it's I'm going to take Quiddy Pay, Michigan. Listen, they have offensive weapons. They've got a running game. They got wide receivers. They pay a lot to their quarterback. Last year, they couldn't. In that division, you got to get the Aaron Rodgers. I'm playing Aaron Rodgers twice a year. I got to make Aaron Rodgers uncomfortable. Quiddy Pay, edge rusher, Michigan.
All right, 15, the New England Patriots. Bucky?
This is a tough one because what we've seen is the theme throughout the offseason with the Patriots. They're trying to become more athletic and dynamic. How about Jamin Davis from Kentucky? I might have messed up the producers because we may not have had anything, but I'm sitting here and I got this linebacker from Kentucky that is terrific in the middle of the defense. He's fast and athletic. He gives us a chance. Jamin Davis from Kentucky.
Yeah, by the way, people, it's okay if you mess it up. That's what we're here for.
Finally, I might have messed that up for y'all.
So Arizona's 16?
16, Arizona. Colin?
Boy, this is hard. See, I don't need – they went and got J.J. Watt with Chandler Jones. I like Greg Russo, but they don't need an edge rusher. You know what I may do here? I'm in a division with a lot of big-time wide receivers. Seattle's got D.K. Metcalf. And Rams got Woods and Cooper Kupp and now DeSean Jackson. And I've got – San Francisco's got Debo Samuel.
Yeah, but Arizona has a lot of receivers.
No, I'm going to go corner. I'm going to go Caleb Farley, corner, Virginia Tech. Listen, I'm in a division with great quarterbacks and playmaking wide receivers. I gotta have a burner on the outside. He's a playmaker. He's like Isaiah Simmons. He's a playmaker. In that division, you got Bobby Wagner's and Jamal Adams. You got playmaking defensive players, and I need another one. That's why I went and got Isaiah Simmons last year. I want a guy that can make plays. You don't have a perfect position for Isaiah, but he makes plays. So here's our board. What do you make of it?
I mean, I like it. I like it. The only pick that I would say that might sneak up in there is Elijah Vera Tucker somewhere could go within those first 16, whether it's New England, whether it's one of those guys, the Giants, Chargers. I think Elijah Vera Tucker will hear his name called within those first 16 picks.
You know, but it's funny because New England lost Joe Tooney. They'd certainly consider him, but, you know, Belichick loves his linebackers. He loves his linebackers. Let me see. You know what's funny, and this is going to happen. A really great player. Every time I've done this, third straight time, this one was Rashawn Slater. Just because of need, a great player drops. Because, you know, certain teams just don't need Slater. And then, you know, I guarantee the Chargers are watching this thinking, oh, dear God, we hope that happens. Justin Herbert's already got Corey Linsley, the center. They went and got the guard from the Steelers. And then you'd have your left tackle. All right, Bucky, great job. Great work.
Hey, man. Hey, good job, Colin. Don't belabor over these picks so much, so long and hard next time. Got to be ready to go. we might have to pass on some of your picks. You're taking too long. The shot clock.